Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi is holding in Chapter 5 of Avodah Zarah, Mishnah 4 and 5 today. Similar case to what we left with yesterday. Hameniach Yeno, a Jew leaves his kosher wine, Bikaron, on the wagon, Obasfina, or on the boat, and often it was a river boat, V'halachlo Bekapandaria, and he leaves a non-Jew schlepping the wine to the city, and he goes on a shortcut. Nichnas leMedina, he goes into the city, v'rochatz, and he takes a little time, and he goes to the bathhouse, washes up from the road. Mutter, the wine is still mutter, the reason being he never told the pagan how long he would be gone. Again, there's the concept of yotze v'nichnas, the pagan doesn't know when the Jew is going to come back and potentially catch him touching the wine. And the concept of mirtat, they're afraid to be caught touching the wine because they could be liable and be in trouble. In the Mishnah contrast, again, im hodiyu shehu maflig, if the Jew tells the pagan schlepper who's bringing the wine that he's going to be a while, or he says, I'm going out to daven mincha mariv, he knows he has some time, in how much time? Again, we saw yesterday, kadeshi yishtom, so he could drill a hole in the clay plug on top of the barrel, v'yistom, and then seal up that hole, v'yigov, and then the seal would dry, so long enough for it to be pretty much unnoticeable and undetectable, then we're worried he touched the wine. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, again, he has a similar concept he said yesterday, Kedei sheyiftach, he would open up the whole barrel. There'd be one clay plug on top of the barrel, and he's basically saying, if you drill little holes in it, it might be recognizable, it'd be a different color of clay. He would take off the whole top lid of clay, v'yigov, then make a new lid after he drinks the wine, v'tigov, and time for it to dry. So a longer shear. The Mishnah brings a similar case, Hameniach Ovid Kohavim B'chanut, a Jew leaves a pagan in his store, and there's wine in the store. Afol Pishu Yotze V'nichnas, even though the Jew is coming and going, mutter, the wine is still mutter, again, Yotze V'nichnas, so the pagan is afraid of being caught touching something he's not supposed to. Im hodiyu shehu maflig, again, if the Jew tells him he's going for a while, then the shear is, as we've seen before, kadesh yishtom v'yistov, yistom v'yigov, enough to drill a hole and seal it in a dry, or jim goyomer kadesh yiftach, to open the whole seal v'yigov v'tigov, and let that dry as well. Kahati explains why we have three similar cases here, because if the pagan is driving the raft or the wagon, he might park it somewhere out of sight for a while and touch the wine. And even in the store, he might close the door to the store, close the shades or something, and have more privacy. Even in these cases, Yotze v'nichnas is mutter. On to Mishnah Hey, Haya ochel imo ol hashulchan. A Jew invited a pagan to dine with him in his own home. V'niach legina ala shulchan, and the Jew leaves a jug of wine on the table, legina ala dulbaki, and another jug of wine on the buffet table, the table that's in between the kitchen and the table they're eating on. V'nicho v'yotza, he leaves the pagan alone, and he goes out of the room. So now we have a problem, we don't know what he touched. Malsha ala shulchan aser. The bottle on the table is forbidden. It is considered yayin nesech. He probably helped himself. Umashal adulbaki mutter. But what's on that dulbaki table, closer to the kitchen, not within reach of the table, that would still be allowed because guests don't customarily get up and take off of that table. It's sort of an intermediate serving table. Im amar lo, but if the Jew told the pagan, oh yeah, well I'm gone, have a mozik v'shote, go ahead and pour yourself a cup of wine. Now we have a bigger problem. The afshal adulbaki aser, even on the dulbaki table, is forbidden because he says, well, I don't really like the wine on the table. I'll go try that barrel of wine over up on the dulbaki. And not only that, he might try other barrels of wine in the house too. Chaviot petuchot aserot, any barrel that's opened is aser because he might have dipped his finger in to taste that barrel of wine. After all, the Jew said, help yourself to a cup of wine, and he might take a cup from somewhere else. And stumot, closed barrels, again, this year we've seen the length of time, kadesha yiftach v'yigov v'tigov, enough to open up that barrel, and then, he tastes it, maybe, and then he realizes, I don't want to get caught, so he'll put another sealant on and let it dry. Yishar kochachem, good Shabbos, Shabbat, Shalom.